Carolina Moon by Nora Roberts. Copyright 2000 by Nora Roberts. Read by Dean Robertson. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. To the friends of my childhood, blood sisters and confidants who helped turn backyards into magic forests. Tori. To me, fair friend, you never can be old, for as you were when first your eye I eyed, such seems your beauty still. William Shakespeare. 1. She woke in the body of a dead friend. She was 8, tall for her age, fragile of bone, delicate of feature. Her hair was the color of corn silk and slid prettily down her narrow back. Her mother loved to brush it every night, 100 strokes with the soft, bristled, silver-backed brush that sat on the graceful cherrywood vanity. The child's body remembered this, felt this, each long, sustained beat with the brush, and how it made her imagine herself a cat being petted. How the light slanted over the pin boxes and the bottles of crystal and cobalt, and struck the silver back of the brush as it flashed over her hair. She remembered the scent of the room, smelled it even now. Gardenia, always gardenia for Mama. And in the mirror, by lamplight, she could see the pale oval of her face, so young, so pretty, with those thoughtful blue eyes and smooth skin, so alive. Her name was Hope. The windows and French doors were closed because it was high summer. Heat pressed its damp fingers against the glass, but inside the house the air was cool, and her cotton nightgown stayed so crisp it crackled when she moved. It was the heat she wanted, and the adventure. But she kept those thoughts inside as she kissed Mama goodnight, a dainty peck again.